PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Reading Rainbow.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Hi there. I hope you're ready for an unusual adventure. We're going to visit an incredible world that you've probably never seen before. We're here in Calaveras County, California, where hidden deep inside the earth are a series of fascinating caverns that have been carved out of limestone. Right down that hole is the entrance to California Caverns. We're going to take that rocky road into the earth to see what the world beneath our feet really looks like. And we're taking our trip on foot, which is the way many people explore the earth, unless they happen to be students in Ms. Frizzle's class. The story of their class trip is in this book, The Magic School Bus Inside the Earth.
The Magic School Bus Inside the Earth, by Joanna Cole. Illustrated by Bruce Deegan. Read by Keisha Knight Pulliam. In Ms. Frizzle's class, we had been learning about animals' homes for almost a month. We were pretty tired of it. So everyone was happy when Ms. Frizzle announced, "Today we start something new. We are going to study about our Earth," said Ms. Frizzle. "For homework, each person must find a rock and bring it into school." But the next day, almost everyone had some excuse. "I guess we'll have to go on a field trip and collect rocks." Never know what'll happen on a trip with Ms. Frizzle. Her new dress was a trip in itself. We drove to a field, and suddenly, the bus began to spin like a top.
Whoa, I'm getting dizzy.
When it stopped, we were all wearing new clothes, and the bus had turned into a steam shovel. There were shovels and picks for every kid in the class. "Start digging," yelled Ms. Frizzle. And we began making a huge hole. "We'll dig all the way through the earth's crust," said Ms. Frizzle. Before long, we hit rock. The friends handed out jackhammers. We began to break through the hard rock. Ms. Frizzle explained that each stripe we saw was a different kind of rock. The tan rock was called sandstone, the gray stripe was shale, and the white rock was limestone. We chipped off pieces for our class rock collection. "These are sedimentary rocks," said Ms. Frizzle. "Millions of years ago, they were formed as sand, clay, mud, and shells got crushed down into the sediment or bottom of the sea. There are often fossils in sedimentary rocks.
Wow, fossils.
You know what? Just when we were finding lots of fossils, Ms. Frizzle said, back onto the bus, kids, we're going deeper into the earth. We heard rock crumbling underneath us. Then we were falling, falling, and falling. We landed with the boat in a huge limestone cave. Rainwater has been dripping down through the earth for ages, said Ms. Frizzle. The water wore away this cave in the rock. She also said that the cone and icicle shape were formed by dripping water containing tiny bits of limestone. Suddenly, the bus sprouted a drill and started boring through the rock. Frizzle shouted, follow that bus! And down we went, further into the earth. We passed metamorphic rocks, rocks that were changed from one kind to another by heat and pressure. Then we hit igneous rock that was formed billions of years ago from a pool of melted rock under the Earth's surface. We had dug all the way through the Earth's crust. We got back on the bus and zoomed toward the center of the Earth. And then we headed out again. Isn't this wonderful, said Ms. Frizzle. We've driven right up onto a volcanic island. This whole island is one big volcano. We were nervous, but Ms. Frizzle made us collect some rocks. She said they had all hardened from melted rock that had come out of the volcano. Then, suddenly, we heard rumblings from below. We scrambled into the bus. The Frizz turned the ignition key. Nothing happened. The bus would not start. We thought we were goners.
Oh, no.
Red-hot lava came streaming out of the volcano. It flowed over the land like a river. Our bus went along with it, right into the sea. When the lava hit the water, it made a huge cloud of steam. We seemed to be rising with the steam and floating along. When it finally cleared, we were back in the school parking lot.
See you tomorrow. You think the Frizz will want reports about our field trip?
Probably.
There is always rock under you. By Shirley. Most of the rock in the Earth's crust is covered with soil or water. But if you dig deep enough, you will always find rock.
Where do rocks come from? By Wanda. Most of the solid part of the earth is made of great masses of rock. Small rocks are just pieces that have broken off.
The Earth's Crust by John. The outside of the earth is a shell of hard rock and soil. This shell is called the earth's crust. What are rocks made of? By Tim. Rocks are made of minerals. Sometimes you see tiny specks in a rock. These specks are minerals.
It had been a weird trip. But we got a great rock collection for our classroom.
Well, after that great story, I'm ready to go. As soon as my guide gets here, I'm gonna explore this cave. You know, I'm really excited about this and I gotta tell you, a little nervous, too. Caves are so dark and mysterious. Scary. For all I know, practically anything could be in there. What do you think we'll find in this cave?
Bats and
rats.
Snakes.
And a lot of mud.
Cavemen?
The, like, spike things that come down.
Gold.
A troglodyte.
Stalagmites.
An alien.
A monster.
A big dragon.
With green slime all over him.
And sharp, sharp teeth.
I don't think I'd want to be caught in the dark with some of those things. Maybe this is not such a good idea after all. Did you hear that? Suzanne!
Hi, LeVar.
This is my friend Suzanne Dennis, and she's going to be my cave guide today. So, Suzanne, I'm ready. Here we go.
Come on down, LeVar. Here's a good foothold.
Right there?
Yeah.
This is fun.
Now, when you're in a cave, you should know the walls are very fragile, so you don't want to try to touch them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The best way to move in a cave is like a caveman. Keep your knees bent and your arms hanging down.
Okie doke.
So, let's go. These walls are all marble, LeVar.
Really?
Marble is metamorphosed limestone. Like a waterfall, isn't it?
Wow, look at that. Seen anything like this before. Suzanne, how did this all get here?
Well, LeVar, you'd be surprised what a little water can do given a long period of time.
What do you mean?
Well, water percolating down through the soil, picking up acids, flowed into this cave and dripped down through the rock, eating out these cavities.
You mean this whole huge space was created by water?
That's right, LeVar. Over millions of years. Come on, let's go check out my favorite room.
All right. Now I understand why you never go caving alone. I'd really get lost in these huge caverns by myself.
Look right this way.
Okay. I'm with you.
Whew.
Wow. Now, Suzanne, how did these formations get here?
All from dripping water.
Really? Still dripping water does this?
Still dripping water. This is a living cave, growing and forming right around us.
Now, what are these big ones called?
These are stalactites.
Stalactites.
They're formed by the water dripping down, depositing little amounts of calcite, growing layer upon layer downward, drip by drip.
And calcite is a mineral.
That's right. Huh. The mineral comes right from the rock.
And these big guys here on the floor, they look like they're growing up from the ground rather than dripping from the ceiling.
Well, they're really not growing up from the ground, LeVar, but the water splashing down on the floor is depositing more calcite, building up these beautiful stalagmites.
Now I notice, like over here, this looks like flowing water, this formation.
Yes, that's flowstone. That's one of my favorite formations, flowstone.
It does. It looks like a cascading waterfall, doesn't it?
So smooth looking, too, kind of like ice cream. I like the draperies over here also. They're really beautiful. formed by the flowing water again and dripping water, depositing the calcite. Well, there's a nice ribbon. One droplet ran down the wall, and then another drop ran down in the same place, and another drop ran down, building up that beautiful ribbon over there.
It does look like a ribbon, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Just amazing. Now, Suzanne, all of this dripping and flowing and forming, how long does it take? A couple of weeks, a couple of months, what?
Well, LeVar, you'd have to figure about an inch every 100 years, and that's the optimum speed.
Are you kidding?
No. This is a timeless wonderland. It's a good foothold right down here.
Right here?
Yep, great.
Okay. Whew. Well, looks like we've hit a dead end here, huh?
Not necessarily. Today we go right down this hole.
Now, you've got to be kidding. You know, I think I see a nice passageway right over here around this bend. That'll be good to take. But of course, you're the expert. Suzanne? Suzanne!
Head first or feet first, LeVar?
Well, I guess head first. Here we go. Look out below! Boy, this is fun. You know, I think I'm beginning to get the hang of this, Suzanne. Suzanne?
Just follow the music, LeVar.
Wow. You've even got music in here.
That's right, LeVar.
What is this?
This is our touching stone. We call it the drum. And it's a thin sheet of marble.
A drum made out of marble?
Isn't it wonderful?
It makes great sounds.
Let's try to play it together.
Oh, yeah, okay.
On up here. Isn't this beautiful?
Oh, I like this place.
This is one of my very special little spots.
Now, what are those?
Those are the soda straws.
Soda straws.
That's right. And when a droplet falls from the ceiling, it leaves a tiny ring of calcite. Ring upon ring, build up these tubular stalactites called soda straws.
Soda straws. Oh, it's so delicate looking.
It is very delicate. All these formations are very, very delicate. The slightest bump would shatter them. I found some broken ones in here, and I kept them in a nice spot. Yes, you should take your glove off to look at these.
I can hold this?
You can. I leave it in the cave. That way it will recycle itself back into the cave.
Ah, there's the hole. Now I see why they call them soda straws. Now, what are these? What are these things in here with these curly cues?
Those are called helictites. They're really unique formations because they grow any way they want to.
It's great. No two of them look alike. They're all different.
That's right. Those are some bottle brushes over there.
They look like bottle brushes, don't they?
Don't they?
Yeah.
My favorite, here's the flower. Look at the aragonite flower.
Aragonite. Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Cave coral. It's really crystalline-like, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Do you wonder what might lie just below the surface where you're standing? Well, you might find the answer hidden in the deepest, darkest corner of your library or bookstore. But you don't have to take my word for it.
You probably think I'm in a deep, dark cave, but I'm not. I'm in the Reading Rainbow TV studio, and I'd like to tell you about this really neat book called Caves. Caves are dark and mysterious places. Some caves are very small, and some are big enough to fit the Empire State Building. Inside a cave, you'll find stalagmites and stalactites. Some caves even have lakes. There are people who explore caves. They're called spelunkers. Sometimes they use ropes to climb down into a cave. I'm Christy Donahue, and after reading this book, I would like to go out and explore caves. I don't know about you. Read Caves and decide for yourself.
If you wanted to get to the center of the Earth, how would you do it? You can't go by airplane, but you can get there with this book. How to dig a hole to the other side of the world. The boy in this book digs a hole to the other side of the Earth, and he uses all kinds of weird tools to get there. He uses a drill to get through the Earth's crust, which is mostly real hard rock called granite. There's boiling water and steam inside the Earth. For that, he needed a special diving suit. This guy goes on a real adventure. I'm Thomas Petrikevich. Of course, you can't really get to the center of the Earth, but what if you could? It's sure nice to know what you'd find. This book has all the answers.
Hi, here's a riddle. What's big or small, any color at all, seen on the land or under the sea, and can be found by you or me? Give up? Rocks, of course, and this book is full of them. Rock collecting. The oldest things in the world that you could collect are rocks. Some of them are millions of years old. You can find rocks anywhere, even in your classroom. Like, the chalkboard is made of slate. There's so much to say about this book, but I'm all out of time. So this is Sally Grazzi suggesting that you get into rock collecting right away, and I will too.
Are we almost there?
Yeah.
Okay, here comes the cat. And here I come.
Oh boy. Good workout, huh?
Look at it up here.
Oh yeah.
My goodness. It's bright.
Smell the air.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You know, I guess I expected for it to be dark up here too, but this is great. Thank you.
Come again.
I'll be back. You can bet on it.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye. Well, for today, our journey into the Earth is complete. And even though we didn't get to ride on Ms. Frizzle's magical bus, I think our trip was still pretty magical. If all of those surprises could be hidden beneath our feet, imagine what other wonders are waiting to be discovered right in front of our eyes. Or between the covers of a good book. I'll see you next time.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Magic School Bus Inside the Earth by Joanna Cole, illustrated by Bruce Deegan, published by Scholastic Hardcover, Caves by Roma Gans, illustrated by Giulio Maestro, published by Thomas Y. Kroll, How to Dig a Hole to the Other Side of the World by Faith McNulty, pictures by Mark Simont, published by Harper and Row, Rock Collecting by Roma Gans, illustrated by Holly Keller, published by Thomas Y. Kroll.